The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tubridy with you this morning. It's Friday the 6th of December 2019, double check that, and it is 4 minutes past nine. We're here till obviously 10 a.m. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. We got truly and firmly into the Christmas spirit yesterday in Dublin city centre. It was really gorgeous actually, walking up from O'Connell Bridge yesterday at about 7-ish. A lovely dusky morning, daylight hadn't quite broken, and just Daniel O'Connell's statue looked pretty majestic, and the GPO looked kind of spectacular, and the Christmassy lights were on, and then on to Henry Street and to the shop itself, to Ireland's itself, and the Christmas lights at the front and the traders setting up their stalls. It was like something out of an ad in itself. It was very beautiful, and it certainly got me in the mood, and that was very, very nice. We met lovely people who travelled from all around the country to say hello. Some with great stories, some just in for a gawk. And bottom line was, it was a lovely way to spend a morning. And we stayed around for a while afterwards. We did some pictures and met some babies, met some real people as well. And it was all very nice. Anyway, do you remember the fella who kind of rambled into the shop and indeed onto our show, Michael? And I had met him just before the show started, and he said, "Any tips to get into acting?" We had a bit of a laugh about it. Anyway, he sent me a little message on Instagram to say, "Hello, want to thank you for today. I'm over the moon all day. I made a few extra quid name dropping you all day." So he had a good day at the stall yesterday, and then no doubt headed off to his acting classes. But I got an email in relation to Michael, saying from a guy called Brian, and he said, "Ryan, I've never written to you before, but I knew your email by heart just like years ago when we all used to know each other's phone numbers." What does that say? Well, not much, says you, but I hope that you could make an older man's wish come true. And by older man, I mean me. Could you get Michael, who you spoke to yesterday, a part, even the smallest part, a cameo on Fair City? Wouldn't it just be lovely? I'd say I'm only one in a long queue of people who will ask you for this. I shouldn't write this email without thanking you for all the work. And well, that's all very good. And you're happy with the VDP work. And that's wonderful. And I know another one of them. Keep well and sure, if it's not possible to help this Michael, I'm sure you'll come across other opportunities for lots of others like Michael. But anyway, Toblerone Michael, as you call him, will make his own luck, just as he capitalised on your acquaintance this morning just by bumping into you. Keep bumping into people because you're good with them and they do you good. So I promise to buy you a legitimate, not that there's, is there such a thing as an illegitimate Toblerone? I doubt it. A legit white Toblerone, whether you can help or not, but for now, but not for Christmas. I'll send it when you least expect it. That's how surprises go, and you know best. Anyway, the point of all of that was that this man, Brian, thank you for your lovely email, reckons that we should try and use a little bit of string pulling. I mean, that's old school, isn't it? And he wants to bribe me with a white Toblerone. Do we know anyone in Fair City who would give this man a role, no matter how brief, just to get him in the door? It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Let's see what we can do. Sprinkle some magic Fair City Christmas dust on people. I also met a card maker by the name of Lainey Kay. And Lainey Kay has been making cards for years, and she's Irish, and she came in with her dad yesterday. And she dropped in some of her new edition Christmas cards. They're really good. I mean, if you want to buy Irish, laineyk.com, that's Lainey with an E, and you'll find her there. The cards are clever, they're witty, they're the perfect size, and there's no glitter. I love them. And her newest card is, "Welcome to Grafton Quarter," and then underneath, "Happy Christmas with Notions." And of course, a sign up saying, "Down with this sort of thing." They're just funny, they're clever, they're witty, and they're really classy as well. So good luck to her this Christmas. And I love to support people like that who are just getting on, small business. But as she says at the back of the card, made with love and laughter. And yeah, she's doing well, and they're going into a lot of shops. And we wish her well and her dad. It was lovely to meet you both yesterday. And I hope business booms for you this Christmas. It's good news. You're a good news story and you're good eggs. 51551 is the text number this morning. I see Celia Walden writing this morning about having to endure the cult of me Christmas. Do we have to endure this? And this is how everything can be personalised and customised. She got sent a clear glass bauble with an image of her face along with the words in the box. Your little ones will love decorating the tree even more until they start arguing about whose bauble should go be higher than whose. And she says it's the most revolting thing she's ever seen in her life because we do like to calendars with us in them and mugs with us on them and mouse pads with us on them. But it's because the technology has allowed us to do this. I'm not sure if I'm necessarily against it, but she's saying I'm sick of mugs, our mugs on mugs. Movie-wise this week, Ordinary Love. I think that's the Liam Neeson film. It's getting 4 stars in the Irish Times. So Long, My Son. Another getting 4 stars in the Irish Times this morning. For my money, though, I'm recommending you go and see The Two Popes, which was an absolute gem of a film. I really loved it. Yeah, and if you want something a little more fun and a little more off the wall, go and see Knives Out. You will not be wasting your money to go and see either of them. They're great films. And it just if you need a break from the Christmas crazy, and the beauty of the dark cinema with some popcorn in your hand, they are the ones you need to go and see. Ooh, Rod Stewart's back in the papers again, being praised by some fans, criticised by others for declining to perform Grace, his quote-unquote rebel song, during Monday's show at Belfast SSE Arena, according to Fiona Kelly in the Irish Daily Star. The 74-year-old rocker, whose latest album, You're In My Heart, was a new entry on the Irish chart last weekend at number 12, was congratulated on social media by some fans for his dedication of Rhythm of My Heart to the British Armed Forces. Well, that's a man who's kind of playing it to one audience and playing it to another. He's completely entitled to do that. Know your audience. Isn't that what they say? Joe Logue, meanwhile, in the Irish Examiner. And my eye is drawn to the photograph because it's a few fellas in their fishing gear on lovely boats heading out in a lake somewhere. It is my dream. It's one thing that I don't have any time to do is to do a little spot of fishing. I would love to do it, but I just never have the time to. But anyway, back to the story. A West Cork lake is to earn green credentials following a ban on petrol and diesel engine fishing boats in a bid to reduce anglers' carbon footprint. How about that? For €30, anglers can rent a refurbished boat, and the boat hire will include a one-day fishing permit for up to 2 anglers. However, they have to provide their own battery-powered engines. Interesting. Inland Fisheries Ireland is introducing regulations which will only permit battery-powered engines on Shepperton Lake, which is near Skibbereen, from January 1st, and seeks to set an example by removing its 4 petrol engines from use at the lake. Interesting times. A similar setup at Ballinlough in Leap has been in operation for a number of years. Well, tight lines, I'd say that's the most lovely hobby of all time. Out on the lake, the sound of nature and the water lapping against the boat and your phone having no signal. A joy. One of the world's most iconic waterfalls have been reduced to a pathetic trickle after being starved by the drought that is crippling southern Africa. Victoria Falls, lying between Zambia and Zimbabwe. They have almost completely dried up, and the once deafening stream of foamy wash which roared through the gorge has nearly vanished. Instead, a few tiny pools of water collect below the rock face after water levels plummeted by 50% to hit the lowest slump in 40 years, which is pretty grim, is it not? Two stories from the United States of God Bless America. Melania Trump is on the warpath because there was a hearing, and she's taken the unusual step of speaking out on Twitter after a witness joked about her son, who's 13, during the president's impeachment hearing, inquiry hearing, I should say. Stanford Law School professor Pamela Carlin was giving evidence, and she said, "The Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility, so while the president can name his son Baron, he can't make him a Baron." And that was her point. Everyone laughed, but Melania took to Twitter immediately and wrote, "A minor child deserves privacy and should be kept out of politics. Pamela Carlin, you should be ashamed of your very angry and obviously biased public pandering and using a child to do it." So that's brought her out in protection to protect her child. I do understand that, even though I can see the other person was trying to make a light of the name and the nature of it all. But I think as we talked to Hillary and Chelsea Clinton only a few weeks ago on the show here, and Chelsea talked about that the child in the White House, particularly a minor, obviously, must be protected. So I do understand why she might come out like that. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, did you see her last night? She was furious because a reporter came up to her and asked her, did she feel or did she hate the President of the United States? And she said, wait a minute, wait a minute. And this, don't forget, Nancy Pelosi is going to be 80 years old in the coming months. But she has she shows no sign of stopping, as I say. And she came out all guns on this one.
This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me.
Nancy Pelosi, nearly 80 years old, and she's just saying she's having none of it. Don't mess with me. And I have to say, it would be... pity the fool who would do such a thing. I mentioned that Tom Cullen and Annie Pat are lighting the lights in Carrick on Shannon. Well, it's a toy show reunion festival in Carrick on Shannon this weekend, because who's going to welcome Santa to the grotto at 2 o'clock tomorrow? Stella McGirl, our agri wunderkind. And that's followed by the lighting of the lights with Tom and Nanny Pat. I'd wish them all really well. Starting to get beautiful letters and cards from all around the country on the toy show too. So thank you. Lots from children. That's from older people, just all enjoying themselves. So thank you. My friend, says Paul in Limerick, printed a rather terrible photo of me onto a duvet cover. It's quite odd sleeping with yourself. It's been done before. It's the feast of St. Nicholas today, says a text. He was an interesting man who sounds like his spirit might have a lot to offer the age we're living in. I wonder, would his selfless motivation ever take on, says Brendan. We're still wondering about that. I went through Great O'Connell Street, says Paul, on the Lewis on Wednesday morning, very, very early. I just had to get out and walk back to take some photos of the early morning dapple sunshine falling gracefully on the GPO with a tricolour flowing crisply in the breeze. Well put, and that's exactly what stopped me in my tracks. Noel was in Victoria Falls 2 weeks ago. It was far from a pathetic trickle. Less water, yes, but still mighty impressive. So who to believe? And another says, my friends printed a rather... I always mentioned that. I was in Fair City several times, says Noel. Even had a line or two. I was a member of an extras agency who supply most of the extras for film and TV in Ireland. It's a great way to get into acting. And I meet a lot of the extras in the canteen when I go over. And they're all lovely folks who just have a go at on the set and add to the whole sense of occasion. So well done to the youths in Mullingar Arts Centre for a brilliant panto night with Aladdin. All those young people are so positive and are all up for school this morning. Good on them. That's a good work ethic up and out. Right, 51551 is the text number. We have Phoebe Waller-Bridge on the show this morning. She is the creator of Fleabag. She wrote the first season of Killing Eve. She was mentioned by the Radio Times magazine in the UK as the most influential person in the world of television. She is she's an extraordinary powerhouse, and she is it right now. She is the it person in this sense. Very, very, very brilliant mind, smart and sassy with it. And I think you'll enjoy that. So we'll bring that to you a little later on. In the meantime, let's take some music. Rui Prima, as featured in the movie Elf. And if you haven't seen Elf yet, you have a big elf-sized hole in your life that you need to fill this weekend. It is one of the funniest films I have ever seen, and it's cute and it's kind. And if you wonder sometimes, what do I do on Toy Show Night? I'd be channeling a bit of Will Ferrell and Elf, as well as all the greats, Kermit the Frog, Basil Fawlty, Willy Wonka. They're all in there. It's a casserole of crazy. Right, 51551 is the text number. I watched The Irishman, says James, this week and loved it. In particular, the soundtrack and In the Still of the Night. Can't get it out of my head. I'll just reiterate what I said about The Irishman. I found it very, very long. I found it very mediocre. I found that the special effects weren't right. You know, the faces were just done. I couldn't suspend my disbelief for all the things you should be doing. And I went to see it in the cinema, particularly wanted to see it. So desperate. All I just kept thinking throughout it was, I need to watch Goodfellas again and get this film out of my head. I didn't hate it, by the way. It just wasn't necessarily for me. And that's why The Two Popes were just lovely, and Knives Out, lovely. And that was much more like it entirely. And because I'm reading all my C.J. Sansom now, and I bought a couple more for the Christmas holidays because I'm just loving it so much, I downloaded Wolf Hall because I watched it the first time, but kind of went in one ear out the other. But now I want to be in that world of the Reformation and the darkness and candles. Fascinating kind of Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall food. I lived in Zimbabwe, says Donal and Donegal, for years. The water levels of Victoria Falls vary every season and are at their lowest every year in November, the end of the six-month dry season. The eastern section always becomes bone dry every year in the annual dry season. The western section, Main Falls and Devil's Cataract, never dry. And the rains have now started and the volume of water over the falls is increasing again. This is an annual variation. Isn't that intriguing? A note of information for us, because we would have read the newspaper article and said, oh, Victoria Falls gone, everything's in shambles. And then you've got somebody like Donald who's there and there for years saying, well, no, it'll come back. So it's maybe not as catastrophic in that regard as it is in other parts of the world where it is very much. I'm not trying to deny anything, but just to say that.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 30 minutes to 10. In case you didn't know, the Stella in Rathmines is showing Elf and It's a Wonderful Life in the run-up to Christmas as Aoife. Wow, double whammy in the most beautiful cinema in the land. 22 of my Duffy family, says Fiona and Donegal, will go to see Elf this Sunday in Lifford Cinema for our annual family Christmas day out. What a great day out. 17 out of 22 are our children and we just can't wait to kick off Christmas 2019 celebrations. It really is the most wonderful time of the year. Tony's been on the two, but he didn't like the two popes. He says it cowardly fails to address the Pope's Nazi past. Instead, we got pop culture references about the Beatles, which I don't even remember, and I'm a fan. Not a good movie. Okay, well, we are totally in disagreement about that. So that's that. And also, it was the kind of film that the Pope is referred to as Benedict is referred to as a Nazi in a vox pop that they show from archive footage. But they don't go in to explain that he had been a member of the Nazi youth, I think, if I'm not mistaken, when he was a boy. And so they didn't explore that. They touch on child sexual abuse in a way in their conversations. But it's not a film about that. And there will be films and there are documentaries about that. So it depends on what you're going for, Tony. I suspect you were looking for a very different type of film and you didn't get it. But I loved what I saw. That's what I'm saying about my opinion on that one. George says, I read about 20 thrillers or true life books every year and The Irishman was in the bottom three. Boring, long-winded, self-indulgent, would avoid the film at all costs. I think you're probably doing the right thing there. And delighted for Phoebe Waller-Bridge's success as Helen. She has such a rich and wildly varied talent. It's a joy to experience her work, of course. We're all wildly jealous about her and the gorgeous Andrew Scott. He's walking charisma. And that was in relation to the interview this morning. Now, our on-post competition is going to be beautiful. We're already getting letters from all around the world on this, which is just gorgeous. And they're sending a message that love, send love with a card or parcel with on-post this Christmas. And that's what we want you to do over the next couple of weeks, as Unpust has given us a lot of prizes to give away. And all we want you to do is write a letter that you have never sent. And if you could write a letter that you've never sent, who would you send it to and what would you say? That's really the point of it. Send that letter to us by hand, if you like, to Ryan Tuberty, The Ryan Tuberty Show, Donnybrook, Dublin 4. But don't forget to include your contact details. That's details, very important, phone number, what have you, because we'd like to talk to you on air. So keep that in mind if you're getting in touch with us this morning. And that's a straightforward, but that's on post, which is fun. But meanwhile, we have a prize to give away to somebody in a few minutes' time with Arnott. So it's happy times. I haven't heard this for a while. Ba-da-da.